The insurance industry in Bloomington is Bloomington Normal's largest employer between State Farm and Country Financial. But you can't do business without people. And right now, insurance companies are struggling to find the right people. Ryan Denham speaks with Greg Jacobson from the Chicago-based Jacobson Group, which recently released its latest insurance labor market study, now in its 11th year.
So what we do is we ask participating companies to rate the difficulty to fill positions in all major disciplines like underwriting, claims, accounting, actuarial, technology, and others. And then there's a rating scale from 0 to 10, which with positions rated above a 5 considered difficult to fill. In our last study, which was released this past February, our reading of the difficulty to fill all positions combined was the highest it had been in the history of the survey.
Any sense of why that is?
Well, I think there's several reasons why that is. The industry historically has always been a little bit more competitive than the general economy. The unemployment rate typically is 3 points lower than that of the general economy. And in fact, the unemployment rate in the industry has hovered around 1.5 to 2% in over the last 2 years. In addition to that, we've seen significant numbers of retirements, and the average age or the age of the industry actually has decreased as well as insurers are bringing more young people into the industry to replace those who are retiring. So it's creating a demand cycle from many different issues.
All right, can you go back 1 second, Greg? You said the age of the industry is increasing or decreasing?
Decreasing, I'm sorry. The age of the industry is decreasing as more young people come into the industry to replace retirees.
What positions are in the highest demand for property casualty insurance companies?
Interestingly, our study has 11 position categories that we measure, and all but one, that being operations, are at this level of being difficult to fill. So basically, almost every position category is considered difficult to fill in the industry, and the only reason operations positions is probably not in that area is because those are the positions that are most likely impacted by efficiencies in technology or created by technology. And in many cases, those positions are not industry-specific. They don't have industry-specific experience is not required. So we're seeing the most difficult positions to fill being in actuarial, technology, executive roles, which often require experience in more than one area, as well as broad leadership experience and skills, and analytics. And then if you add underwriting and product management roles to the list, that's the top half of our list in terms of the positions that are most difficult to fill.
On the competition side, I've always found it interesting the types of industries that insurers would be competing against for some of the talent they're going after. Can you talk about that a little bit in how, especially on the technology side, that it's not just, a large State Farm type company against an Allstate company? I imagine there are other employers looking for the very similar types of people.
I think more so than ever before, the industry is competing with other industries and for employees. And it's in technology, but it's in other areas as well, including analytics, especially given the fact that the industry is bringing in a lot of these younger workers, maybe a couple years out of college, where those workers have the skills that can be transferred to any industry in any geography. So we are seeing more competition from other industries than in the past.
The State Farm, which is based here in Bloomington, they always talk about trying to lower its property and casualty expense ratio. So I want to see if there's anything you can glean from your survey results about how expense conscious the industry is right now in terms of personnel.
Well, I think the industry is on a long-term expense consciousness, if you will. When there's a lot of capital and a lot of competition chasing the same dollars, the same customers, premium doesn't grow as fast as it might. And when that happens, that's going to impact your expense ratio. And so we are seeing companies concerned about the expense ratio, but at the same time, we're in a war for talent. And we are seeing, as a result, people who are have a specialized skill, both whether it's a soft skill or a hard skill, are high performers in the industry, those people are receiving raises that don't really correlate with inflation in any way. So we're seeing significant raises for retention purposes and for the recruitment of new employees, but it tends to be limited to the people who are most in demand.
That's Greg Jacobson from the Chicago-based Jacobson Group speaking with Ryan Denham. You can find a link to the full insurance labor market study at our website, wglt.org.